And now online, via various audio providers, on your phone or tablet, via your desktop or laptop, I don't know, it's time for another edition of Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast.
Hello, how you doing? Welcome once again to Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast, the show that digs into the archive of my old BRMB and Heart FM comedy shows, the Barmy Brummies and the Sunday Carver that I presented early this century with writing partner Sean Percival and Andy Robinson. And me and Sean are also sprinkling some fresh new material in now too. In the next half an hour, you'll hear from Black Country Bob, Adesi's Dedications, a brand new Mr. Man story for you, plus Travis sing about one of Celebrity Big Brother's most controversial housemates. My name is Ian Danter from TalkSport and Planet Rock on your wireless, and we've reached episode 4 here. Thank you for all the kind reviews you've left on the Apple podcast page, for example. I know when you hear, please rate, review and subscribe on every podcast you listen to, it probably washes over you by now. But honestly, it does matter to the likes of us that you're into it and that you share and spread the love. Appreciate it very much if you have subscribed, or indeed if you're just about to. Also, you can contact me on Twitter direct via TalkDance, that's at TalkDants, or else there's email via my website, that's iandanter.co.uk. All right, let's crack on. Black Country Bob is up shortly for you, and a Welsh footballing legend in lockdown. But first, some music. Now, I was incredibly fortunate about a month and a half ago to meet and interview the three members of Genesis for Planet Rock as they announced a set of reunion concerts for later this year. They're all now either 70 or pushing 70, and I think it's fair to say that Phil Collins has had a busier life in the public eye than his bandmates, Tony and Mike. I mean, he's been married and divorced 3 times, handed over multi-millions in settlements in that time. He's had 5 kids too, including son Nicholas, who's now, unbelievably, the Genesis drummer. Fantastic. Now, Phil announced in 2006 that he was separating from his third spouse, and we wondered on that week's Sunday Carver why it was that he was up there with Ross from Friends for failed marriages. His old mate, Philip Bailey, was on hand to help him sing about it.
Lousy lover, that's why your wife left me, believe it. She's with another, before you know it, you're a divorcee. You're a lousy lover, when you did it, she didn't feel it. So she's with another, bigger and better than I'll ever be. You're a guy who doesn't last long, it always seems to go wrong. I last a minute, ashamed to admit it. In the sack you are not rated, you leave them frustrated. I last a minute, ashamed to admit it. It's really made of my wife a nagger, a nagger. Surprised you didn't try Viagra, Viagra. It's the only way you'll ever love. She's with another, before I know it, you're a divorcee. I'm a lousy lover, when you did it, she didn't feel it. So she's with another, bigger and better than I'll ever be.
Oh, how depressing.
I'm sorry to hear about all these problems with your marriage, Phil.
Yeah, cheers.
What's your ambition now? What would you like most in life?
One more wife.
I've already had three.
Just one more wife.
Don't get greedy.
Oh, one more wife, and I
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne, and you're listening right to Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast. Ian Danter? Who the f*** is that? I've never f***ing heard of him.
Time to get back to the Houses of Parliament and another rant from the politically incorrect MP for Dudley, the one and only Black Country Bob, a man angry about lots of things. These were such brilliant fun to record with Sean, the voice of Bob. At BR&B, we actually recorded everything in one take. I had a CD running with the background hubbub underneath. Sean and me sat opposite one another with our scripts ready, and I also had control of a kind of hotkey keypad system to play out the other sound effects. Button 1 played the theme tune, button 2 played out, yeah, yeah, button 3 some boos and hisses and so on. We would sometimes get it right first take, but so often I'd crack up trying to keep it together, reading my Tony Blair lines in response to Bob's ranting. Never mind trying to press the buttons in the right order. Here's Bob getting on one about a very different type of sport. Cue the theme tune.
He's in the House of Commons, he's parliamentary, and proudly representing his constituency. He's the perfect politician until he opens his gob. He's the MP for Dudley, he's Black Country Bob.
Mr. Spiker!
Yes, Prime Minister's questions. Black Country Bob.
Now then, Mr. Spiker, I'll put it to the arse that the Prime Minister should introduce new legislation on blood sports.
Yeah, you mean I should ban hunting with hounds then?
No, I mean you should legalise badger baiting.
Oh, no.
I mean, if it's okay for the upper classes to murder foxes, then why call the working classes kill animals as well?
But what about the poor badger?
Oh, I don't trust them. They're sneaky animals, badgers are.
What do you mean they're sneaky?
Well, you hardly ever see them, don't you?
Well, that's because badgers are nocturnal, you stupid idiot. They only ever come out at night.
Well, in that case, if one or two of them, you know, sort of goo missing, no one's gonna notice, am they?
Listen to him. The Right Honourable Member for Dudley is just a callous, bloodthirsty man.
So what?
And I can assure this house, I will not be legalising badger baiting there.
What about cockfighting then?
Oh, here he goes again. This man obviously has absolutely no respect whatsoever for animal rights.
You're wrong there. I was really gutted when they put my dog down.
I'm sorry to hear that, of course. What happened?
Well, he was an ex-police dog. And he jumped up, grabbed this bloke's arm, shook it about, and then he wouldn't let him go.
Oh, I see. Right, well, was he a German shepherd then?
Nah, an English milkman.
Was the dog a German shepherd? You are such an idiot.
Order. Order in the house.
What are you all laughing at?
Order. 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 Order.
Hello there, I'm Trevor Francis, former manager of Birmingham City Football Club, established 1875, League Cup winners 1963 and 2011. And, you know, you're listening to Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast, a show that, you know, I listen to on many occasions.
Back in 2002, the most talked about TV show, without doubt, was an ITV drama series following the fictional Premier League club Earls Park FC. God, there was sex, drugs, car accidents, death everywhere in that show, as we met frankly unbelievable characters like Chardonnay and a slew of guest stars like Jordan, Peter Stringfellow, even Teddy Sheringham. So we thought we'd write our own version for the Barmy Brummies, but I wanted female voices for our silly characters, as me just putting on a high-pitched voice wasn't going to cut it. So I went to the BR&B sales team who worked on the other side of our offices on Broad Street and tried to conscript one or two of those ladies to read parts for me. I was initially met with a deafening wall of silence, but I remember Eve from our traffic department being the first to say, "Oh, go on then," and taking the plunge. Within a week of that, I had all the other sales and marketing ladies coming up to me saying indignantly, "Why haven't you asked me to play a role yet?" As they all suddenly got into it, sensing their brief taste of on-air stardom. So, as I tip my hat to the likes of the two Eves, Marguerite, Leslie, Dawn, Tony, and many others in the BRMB team at the time, here's an example of one such sketch from our parody, which we deliberately made to sound like a bit of a downgrade from the original.
ITV brought you Footballers' Wives. Now, BRMB brings you Sunday League Footballers' Wives.
Ooh, Chateau Neuf de Pape. My hubby's playing his football through the pain barrier at the moment.
I didn't know they put barriers on the pitches nowadays, baby Sham.
No, I mean he's badly injured his leg. Ooh. But he still turns up to play every Sunday.
But how does he get through the 90 minutes, baby Sham?
Well, Chateau Neuf de Pape, I'll let you into a little secret. Mm. He gets a cortisone injection before every game.
Oh, you lucky thing, baby Sham. Our Kevin's only got a mini Metro diesel.
Sunday League Footballers' Wives.
Still to come, Jim White sings, and another classic near the knuckle, Des's dedication. But now, as we are all spending a lot of time indoors following government advice and all that, some of us are no doubt getting a little bit of cabin fever. It probably gives us a bit of an insight into what it was like being a housemate on Big Brother, which, can you believe, had its first series 20 years ago with Nasty Nick and all that. Wow. Anyway, a very successful offshoot of that format was Celebrity Big Brother. 2006 was, for me, perhaps the best ever celebrity version, hosted, as always, by Davina McCall, as non-celeb Chantelle won the show, as well as her winning the heart of fellow housemate Preston from The Ordinary Boys, whilst you had George Galloway doing cat impressions to Rula Lenska, Michael Barrymore resurrecting his career a bit, Baywatch actress Tracy Bingham smiling a lot, and an 80s pop star who is sadly no longer with us now. He was the star of the whole thing, being rude, confrontational, and in possession of a gorilla fur coat that got confiscated. He was brilliant to watch, and rock band Travis loved him too, as they sang about on the Sunday carve-up.
I just had to go with Tracy for the hell of it.
Don't touch the makeup! Don't touch the makeup!
I reckon you hatched that Chantelle out of an egg.
I want my cold back in the next 2 hours or I'm quitting.
Who was the star that always moaned?
I hate it in here.
Took cosmetics tips from Jackie Stallone.
Yeah, I'm Jackie.
Who wound them up with one smart remark?
It's just repugnant.
And clearly got dressed in the dark. Who caused the rows? Who made them cry? Who can inflate his lips to 60 psi? Whose coat was placed under arrest? Who winced so much he even got Tracy depressed?
Oh my God, Pete!
It was Burns, 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 Burns. It was Burns, 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 Burns. Look how he guns, Pete Burns.
I'm not gurning, I'm smiling, you snivelling Scottish pimple on the backside of musical creativity.
Okay, so, Pete, listen, what are you going to do now you're out of the house? Are you going to get away from it all?
Actually, you know, I quite fancy spending a week in Preston.
Preston, really? Sounds lovely.
Oh, he is. Oh, I mean, it is, definitely, yeah, yeah.
Right, Gordon Ramsay here. You're listening to Ian Danter's balmy old podcast, which to me is absolute f***ing and in dire need of fresh ingredients, otherwise it's going under in 6 weeks, I promise you. Unbelievable.
Okay, a couple of weeks ago, we played you a 2002 sketch where BRMB's legendary and rather excitable football commentator and head of sport, Tom Ross, went to the doctors. And it proved a bit of a hit, it seems, with Mickey emailing me, for example, at my website, iandanter.co.uk, asking, I loved Tom going crackers commentating at the surgery. You got any more of those? Actually, Mickey, we have. So here's Tom trying and failing to switch off from his day job down at the top rank on a night out. Eyes down.
Tom Ross at the Bingo Hall.
Tom Ross, and we're here live and exclusive at the Top Rank Club to play bingo. And just looking there at the decor, and I have to say, it's belting in here. You know, last time I come to play bingo, it was minging. Oh, just looking there, and there's the bingo caller.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, eyes down for a full house.
Oh, the atmosphere is building. You can feel the tension at the Top Rank as we get underway here.
Two little ducks, 22.
Just looking there. Oh, that was close there. I have got 21, but I don't have 22. Just looking there. I now only need number 8 for a full house. What's the next number?
On its own.
Oh, go on, my son. Get in there. What's the next number?
Number 6.
No! What a chance. Oh, that was so close, that was. What's the next number?
On its own.
Oh, I'm in again. Go on, son.
Number 8.
He thought he got house before, but he's made no mistake this time. It's house.
Well, there's our winner at the front there, and you called house in 46 numbers, sir, which means you not only win the house prize of £1,000, but you also win the national prize of £10,000.
Straight in my bank account! Fantastic!
Another Des's dedications on the way from our days on the Barmy Brummies Drive Time show on BRNB. And my thanks to Stuart Lee. No, not that one. Who left a lovely review of this show on Apple Podcasts, echoing something that I talked about on a previous episode. He wrote, we used to listen to Ian when he was on BRNB. As soon as Des came on, the whole factory turned off our machines to listen to him. Very, very funny. Glad I found these podcasts. Brings back some great memories. Keep them coming, Ian. Well, thank you, Stuart. Most kind. Without further ado then, stop what you're doing, because here's this episode's offering from the ultimate housewife's choice.
Des's dedications.
Girls, Des here on the Barmy Brummies Drive Time show here on BRMB. And it's time once again for
Des's dedications.
Don't forget 25-00-964. That's always the number that gets you the
smoothest dedication for your workplace.
And today it's a big
hi, girls.
To all the staff at the Bank of Ireland in Shirley, whose financial advisor I recently went to visit with a big down payment. As soon as she saw the size of my wad, I just knew I was going to get instant access. Oh, I'll definitely make that grow, she bragged. And then she urged me to open my account with her. She got on her knees in front of me. Go on, do it, she pleaded. And her interest rate shot up as I put a large amount in. Show me the colour of your money, she gasped. And my endowment then finally came to fruition as I left a big deposit in her eager hand. Liquid gold, she purred.
Fantastic.
So, Vicky, Cheryl, and Eileen, if you're listening, tell you something. I was always making entries into that account. And, you know, every time I did, she begged me not to withdraw.
Cheerio.
Dial Des now. Birmingham 25-00-964. It's Des's dedications only on BRMB Birmingham.
Well, judging by your replies and comments on Twitter, our previously unreleased Mr. Men stories are also going down rather well on this show. Here's a new one then for you. Still narrated, as they always should be, by Arthur Lowe. And it's about the sort of controversial headline-grabbing Mr. Man that we've kind of forgotten about in sport in these last few weeks.
Mr. VAR smirked to himself as he watched the footballers and their fans celebrating wildly after scoring an injury-time winner in the local derby. "I'll soon wipe the smiles off their faces," Mr. VAR said. And even though the ball had only lightly brushed against the hairs on the forearm of one of the players in the build-up, do you know what Mr. VAR did? Yes, you're right. He waited until the footballers and the fans had finished all their celebrations and then disallowed the girl for handball. Then, as the girl scorer and his teammates sank to their knees in disbelief whilst their manager charged onto the pitch in an apoplectic rage, you'll never guess what Mr. VAR did. Yes, you're right. He started giggling and said, "That's burst your bubble." Seconds later, when the cameras panned in onto the tear-streaked face of a 10-year-old girl fan who was crying uncontrollably because her team's last-gasp winner had been cruelly ruled out by Mr. VAR, do you know what he did? Yes, you're right, Mr. VAR fell off his chair laughing. "That's rain on her parade," he said, as he rolled around on the floor clutching his sides. Now, on the way home, Mr. VAR passed some of the fans whose day he'd already completely ruined. They were sitting on a wall, eating a fish supper. "I've already rained on their parade and burst their bubble, so I may as well do this too," thought Mr. VAR as he unzipped his fly. And can you guess what he did then? Yes, you're right. He weed on their chips. Later that night, Mr. VAR watched the lottery draw. And do you know what happened? His numbers came up. "Yes, I'm a millionaire," shouted Mr. VAR. "I'll live the rest of my life in luxury, and I'll never have to work again." So he phoned his boss up, and can you guess where Mr. VAR told his boss to stick his job? Yes, you're right, up his bottom. Just then, Mr. VAR's wife came home. "We've won the lottery," he said. "Our numbers came up." "I couldn't get to the shop to put the lottery on," said Mrs. VAR. "All the roads were blocked off because there was a riot after you disallowed that last-minute girl," she added. Do you know what Mr. VAR did then? First he sank to his knees, then he went apoplectic, and then he started crying. Poor Mr. VAR. He's out of work now. Serves him right, the job's worth.
Let's finish off as we began with some music, shall we? And here's a man who we heard from on the fabled TalkSport Red Button on our previous episode. It's Mr. Two Jobs himself, none other than radio and TV legend Mr. Jim White, who has something to say. Take it away, Jim.
You know what? Every Thursday, the whole nation claps for our marvellous NHS, fantastic carers and other brilliant frontline essential workers. And I'd like to think that just a tiny smattering of all that amazing applause goes out to the often overlooked essential workers. Yes, I'm talking about the broadcasters, the presenters, who are keeping the great people of Britain informed and entertained during these difficult times. Because when you put TalkSport on, then you know I'm gonna be the voice that you're all listening to. Then stick Sky Sports on, and you know I'm gonna be the face that's staring back at you. Now Natalie, when we're hosting, then you know I'm gonna be the one who's talking over you. Yes, Natalie, when we're on air. Yes, when you're on the air with me, then you'll have absolutely sweet a day to do. And why? Cause I can talk for 500 hours, and I can talk for 500 more. Just to be the man who talks for 1,000 hours whilst Natalie says sod all.
I'm on TalkSport.
I'm on Sky Sports.
And I reckon I'll be on the BBC quite soon.
I'm on Sky Sports.
And I reckon I'll be on the BBC quite soon. You know what? I reckon I could present every single show. It'd be just me. Could you imagine it? Natalie, no more. Bob Mills, no more. Kandy no more. Goff no more. Durham no more. Jeff Stelling no more. Chris Kamara no more. Woods no more. Hawksby no more. Jacobs no more. Goldstein no more. Sags no more.
It'd be fantastic. And not only would it be fantastic, it would be amazing. It'll be just me.
Cause you know it's a fact that I'm better than Gary Lineker. Whilst I am a class act, he's just a crisp feeding amateur.
Oh, Twitch is going to go into absolute meltdown over this.
Okay, that about wraps it up for this episode of Ian Dancer's Barmy Old Podcast. Do hope you've enjoyed it. If this is somehow your first taste of the show, you'll find the archive of the first few podcasts online where you found this one. More to come in the next instalment, which, of course, you will receive automatically if you're a subscriber, hint. And as we promised, there'll be more new stuff in amongst the archive, BR&B and heart sketches and songs. So I guess we really should start calling it Ian Dancer's Barmy Old and New Podcast. Maybe not. Look after yourself, keep smiling, stay safe, and I'll see you back here for episode 5 of Ian Dancer's Barmy Old Podcast. And as Des would say, cheerio.